Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
You do realise that I haven't only got you to speak to, and I have a whole host of things to deal with, and you keeping me nattering in the background, you know.
Coffee break, croissants, what else? Reading the paper. That's about it.
Yeah.
Play a few discs.
As long as you've got your prospective receivables sorted out.
Best day of the week. Eh? Prospective receivable.
What is a prospective receivable anyway when it's a home?
I'm staying away from this one. Really? I know you're trying to drag me into
pie
this.
In the sky, isn't it?
Who knows?
Love DC. Yeah. Still, I bet you had a better day than him yesterday. I'm being grilled by 4 hours by two separate Treasury Select Committees, but as you say, we'll move away from that. Markets bounced back yesterday. Investors are pretty happy about our employment data and also the Fed moving to smooth the waters about inflation yet again.
Yeah, exactly right. Equity markets recovering during the course of the trading session yesterday. We certainly saw a recovery in Europe and gains on Wall Street. European shares only closed down 0.1%. They're down 1.5% at the open, remember. FTSE 100 underperformed. Mining sector was weaker. This is commodity prices came off their recent highs. Reports that Chinese authorities may use to look their regulatory powers to try and calm the frenzy that's taking place in terms of commodity markets. Sentiment, as you say, improved as data continues to point to a sustained recovery in the United States, where we saw a fall in jobless claims. S&P 500 was up 1.2% at the close. NASDAQ was up 0.7%. Treasury markets were calmer. 10-year yields held below the 1.7% mark. Bitcoin did fall below $50,000, has been a little bit of recovery in the last few hours. This after Elon Musk suspended accepting cryptocurrencies while paying for Tesla cars, citing the energy used to mine them as insane. The mining of these tokens consumes apparently 66 times more electricity than it did back in 2015, according to a report from Citigroup. Doesn't fit particularly well in this ESG world that we find ourselves in. Opening calls on the European bourses looking positive this morning, getting that momentum from the Wall Street trading session. Currently calling the FTSE up 42 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 96 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 44 points. Turns to stay, watch out for the European Central Bank's policy report, latest update, and from their meeting in relation to where they see interest rates and support going. We also get US retail sales numbers out later today.
Bitcoin's a bit like a prospective receivable, really, isn't it?
It's good if your prospective receivables come in cryptocurrency, then you don't have to ask difficult questions.
Do you sign your emails, love HP?
Not very often. Not to members not to mandarins in Whitehall, it has to be said, no.
Okay, now I'd like to probe this link between wage pressure and inflation. I think it was Andy Haldane speaking yesterday, saying that he can see a sort of a scenario where we go back to the 1970s. And it's interesting because a lot of these large US corporations are now raising the minimum wage, which is obviously going to give people more money to spend and will thus put pressure on prices.
Eventually put pressure, wage growth will put pressure on core inflation, that's absolutely right. But how long it'll take for that to come through is the debatable part of that analysis, it has to be said. If you look at the jobs that were lost as a result in the United States, for example, if you look at the jobs that were lost during the course of the pandemic and also account for the fact that the workforce continues to rise, I think the workforce rises by around 700,000 people per year, then there's still about 10.5 million jobs that will be required to be generated to gain back that shortfall. We think by the end of this year, 5.5 million of those jobs will come back online. So you're still talking about elevated levels of unemployment, and that means that wage growth is likely to be muted. Alongside that, you've seen technological adoption, you've seen increased investment coming through in terms of many of these areas that are likely to keep wage growth muted, even if the labour market recovers. So I don't think, if you look at economists' expectations, that natural link that you would normally expect to come through as unemployment continues to fall, labour markets improve and things like minimum wages are accepted, will result in that core increase in inflationary pressures from wages that you've been talking about.
Still all that pent-up demand, eh? You know, consumers are going to go wild. You better get out and help Burberry while you can.
Monday will be a big day for that. People will be out in their Burberry coats, no doubt, enjoying the drinks as the pubs and clubs reopen. I don't know if the clubs actually reopen, restaurants reopen.
When was the last time you went to a club?
Probably about 10 years ago. But I went to one in St. Petersburg, actually,
not the
strangely
RAC
enough.
Club.
The Royal Automobile Club for a bit of golf. Burberry Shares. I went to a karaoke club in St. Petersburg was the last time.
Oh, my God. And did you sing? I bet you did. Dolly Parton.
That was a wild night. Burberry Shares were under pressure yesterday after what? I saw Leningrad, you know, from Billy Joel.
Yeah,
exactly. Very appropriate, I thought. Burberry Shares under pressure yesterday after warning that margin progression would be hurt as they expense normalization and increased investment in to accelerate growth will filter through to the performance. Their shares price fall came despite the luxury goods group returning back to growth. Same store sales surging 32% in its fourth quarter, although still down 5% on the 2019 performance. That followed a 9% decline in the previous period due to lockdown related closures and a clampdown on seasonal discounting. Fourth quarter bounce helped lift Burberry's full year performance, though the company still posted an 11% decline in revenue. Full price sales in China, Korea and the US have been helping performance, and the outlook actually reasonably positive. Burberry expects revenue to grow by high single digit percentage during the course of this year.
So can you just give us a ballpark figure about how much you earn, please? I mean, you know, would that be appropriate?
substantially less than I think others that we've been talking about recently.
Share options, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yes. I'm happy to disclose mine if you're happy to disclose yours.
Well, anybody would think that being the Prime Minister was sort of a minimum wage type stuff, wouldn't they? But I think I'd be quite happy with 153,000 quid a year.
Yeah, I suppose the argument is that they would earn an awful lot more if they weren't doing public service. The question is, how much should they cash in on that, I suppose, once they leave the job, but still have lots of prestige, power and connections, of course.
Well, lots of them do both anyway, don't they? Let's face it.
You may say that. I couldn't possibly comment.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.40. You always try to drag me into these things. Euro dollar coming in at 1.21. You're going to get €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
Is it Owen Paterson?
Owen Paterson?
Yeah.
Said what?
Former Northern Ireland Secretary.
Oh, yes. What did he do?
Well, he had something to do with this PPE stuff, didn't he? And while at the same time being a sort of an MP. Anyway, you know, you've wriggled off the hook quite successfully, so we won't put you through any more misery.
It's been a battle this morning. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes, you too. Speak to you Monday.
Cheers.
Hang Potts and Barclays.